just joined us right now, sir. The name is Aubrey, and he'll be happy to answer any questions that you may have, including the pricing and how we go about the process.
Awesome. Hello, Aubrey.
Hi, Neil. How are we doing today?
Pretty good. Happy to have tomorrow off.
Same here, man. Same here. All right. Excellent. Well, I am the strategic marketing director here for Local Splash. Caleb wanted me to come on the line with you, of course, to go over, LSA, see how that's available for you, see how that can work for you, and, of course, the investment costs associated here. So the first thing I definitely want to do is I do want to check if local service ads, Google Guaranteed, is available for your area here. Now, before I go in and do that here, I do want to pinpoint exactly what your type of work is for your vertical. Now, is Seal Coat like the main squeeze here? Like that's the main thing that you do here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. So let me go ahead and pull this up here. So I know, Google has a couple of policies when it comes to Seal Coat because it's such a niche. So we want to see if that's available here for you. Okay. So we do have Google Ads available as well as local SEO. Currently, Google Guarantee for Seal Coat is not available. But we can definitely go ahead and take a look at the options that we do have available for you, especially for niches. Okay. Now have you looked into things like Google Ads or like local SEO or anything like that?
I have Google Ads set up for my construction company, and I don't believe it's ever produced a hit or a lead. And I pay monthly for clicks, but I have not seen any kind of payback from it. I'm wondering if I should just cancel it out or if I'm not doing it correctly or what. But,
gotcha.
Yeah.
You did the Google Ads yourself, right? Like you created it. You did the. Okay. So that's actually something that we're very familiar with here. So Google Ads, as you know, it's one of their most powerful tools, right? It gives you every aspect of measurability, right? You can check the number of clicks, impressions. It's very cost effective unless you make a mistake. So that's where things get a little dicey when it comes to Google Ads. Google Ads, mistakes with them are very, very expensive. So when you don't have it optimized properly, right, when you don't have the geo-targeting correct, if the keywords aren't specialized in a certain way, your ad's not even going to appear in a lot of places. So you're going to be paying for a lot that you're not receiving, right? Because Google Ads is for highly targeted campaigns, right? So it does like location targeting. So any area the client wants, mobile targeting, language targeting, time targeting. So Google Ads is very extensive, right? Very expansive, and it is very powerful. But it can also be very, very, draining when it comes to a budget if you don't have it optimized properly, right? Which, of course, you've had experience with. Now, for your construction company... Yeah, exactly. Now for your construction company, that is something I would have recommended you use local service ads for, right? The Google Guaranteed, because Google Guaranteed is available for general construction, remodeling, right? Things like that, because that's a huge industry. You know what I mean? So Google has great pride in helping out small, medium, and large businesses when it comes to construction. When you have a more niche type of work, usually local service ads would negatively impact you, right? Because it's very specialized. So that's where Google Ads comes into play for niche markets like that. Because that's when you want to optimize for that specific targeting, right? So when it comes to your seal coating, right, I would recommend Google Ads for that. When you're working under a Google partner, when it comes to your ads, it's where we specialize, right? We have our own department at Google. So when we take on Google Ads, we make sure we optimize that pristinely for you, right? We go over with a fine-tooth comb to get exactly where your mobile targeting, geo-targeting, and your ads need to be placed. and optimize. Okay. So that's why I'm suggesting Steel Coat Company. That's where you want to use Google Ads. I do suggest, just a suggestion, right, for your other company there. Kind of lowering yourself down on Google Ads for it and looking into Google Guaranteed for the construction side. Okay. That'll benefit you far more than Google Ads for a company like construction. Okay. On the reverse side, Google Ads is definitely more beneficial for seal coating than Google Guaranteed would ever be. Okay. I can break that down for you here in a moment. Now for, Google Ads, it is flat rate, right? So usually with your leads, you know, leads do fluctuate, right? You have your monthly budget, things like that. For Google Ads, it does remain a flat rate for you. So for instance, getting in the door is $549, right? Initial investment. Ongoing month to month is $549. Okay. And I'll break down exactly where that funding would be going for you. Excuse me. So when it comes to exactly, before I jump into there, the Facebook, social media, do you use any of those for any type of your marketing, specialized marketing, anything like that?
No, not really.
No? Okay. Not a problem. So what we do here, because we are partners with Meta as well, and the reason being is because, you know, we've been in business for 20 years, right? Our main thing here has always been Google and SEO. But what we ended up finding out here just about 7-8 years ago is that Meta has changed into one of the leading, not lead sources, right? But the main place that a lot of people go to look for work. Because what happens here is, let's say they make a post about it, right? Or they're talking about it, or they look at a story about it. Targeting for smart ads immediately kicks up an ad on their Facebook post. And they click it every time, right? Because you're in the place they need you when they need you. So it takes them straight to your website, not even Google. It takes them straight to your website. They set appointments. They call you directly from your site, right? And then those are basically free leads right in your pocket. You know what I mean? So that's why we tag with Google or Meta to run Facebook ads for you. So as a breakdown here, excuse me. So for a breakdown here, right, your local bundle, which is your local SEO directory submissions, which I'll go into in a minute for you, $199 goes allocated for that, okay? We allocate $300 to your Google Ads, and we allocate $100 to your Facebook Ads, okay? My site creation and call tracking, those come with your package, okay? So those are no extra costs. Now, when it comes to a website, really quickly before I go finish the breakdown here for you, do you have like your own domain?
I do for the construction, not for the seal code.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. Now, did you want to create a website for the seal code as well?
Only if it's advised, not just for, I mean, I haven't really found any major benefits to having a website for anything other than a formality, but I don't really advertise that much. So I can be convinced that it'd be useful, but I don't want to put a bunch of money into it at this point.
So that's the great thing here. Yeah, absolutely. So the great thing here, the My Site is included, right? $0 extra cost, just like your call tracking. Now, we do create an in-depth website. We don't do cookie cutter, okay? We do go in-depth, right? You can pick the background color if you want us to put a picture back there, right? Font size, where you want hyperlinks, everything, right? And then that domain is yours, right? Let's say you leave us for whatever reason. If you wanted to take the domain with you, right? You own it completely. It's all yours. You can make the content, do whatever you want, have somebody else work on it. It's a one-time payment of $99, and you take the domain from us, you do whatever you want with it. If you want us to maintain that for you, right, you want us to keep up on the content, you want us to keep up on the programming, things like that, $49 a month, right, after you've left us, but you're not paying anything for that website the entire time you're with us. Okay?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Now for the, okay, excellent, excellent. And then of course, let me break down the actual, you know, SEO and things like that for you, right? I want the, first page placement to be as clear as possible, just like the Google ads, all right? So have you, do you have any knowledge of like SEO, like search engine optimization specifically?
Not really. I know it's at like 0.01% or something horrible on my Google ads. And I've tried to figure out how to increase it with not much prevail. But other than
gotcha.
That, no, not really.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. Like I said, I want to break it all down for you here. Okay. So when it comes to your local SEO listing, right, that's the local map section with like three or four businesses right there to the left, right? When it comes to that, optimization is absolutely key. Programming and optimization are what move you up that ranking and what gets you into that range of those customers that are looking in the SEO section. So what we do with that, right, we put you on the first page, okay? We do that by programming your keywords right into the algorithm, not only using just Google, but the other top five directories, Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. We do them all together. So what that does is that'll move you into that first page placement, and it keeps you there, right? So we're not only programming you, we're maintaining that first page placement for you. So this is where you'll be able to get, like, you know, the people who think that Google Ads is only for, like, super expensive, ultra high tier contractors, right? That's where they go into the local SEO section. They'll see you there. They're like, oh, okay. So he's down. Okay. So you might have a, you know, some good deals. They'll click that and they'll call you, right? We do allow 20 keywords. Okay. All pertaining to your business, right? Any combination of keywords you want to put in there, you can put in there and we're going to optimize them. Anytime one of these keywords are typed in, you're popping up on that first page placement, okay? We also do couple that again with your Facebook ads. So both of those working in tandem are going to generate you more than the 33% higher conversion rate that we already have, right? Because we're hitting from two different angles plus your Google ads campaign, okay?
Nice.
All right. Now we do equip you with a reporting system. When you created your Google Ads account, were you provided with a dashboard?
Yes.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So you have a little bit of mention, you know, a little bit of knowledge of how that works. That's great. So we do provide you with what's called your local splash dashboard. Okay. Within that dashboard, you'll be able to see each and every piece of your analytics from your keyword clicks to where they're coming from, right? Phone calls from new clients. So this gives you the ability to record your calls, okay? You can use that to either train staff if you happen to hire any employees, right? Or you can use that to further how your conversations go with your own clients, right? You're a salesperson. You're in business. You've been in for a while. I know you know how to sell yourself, but this gives you that opportunity to go back, listen to certain things, right? Change up certain things for certain people. Now, if you wanted to run any promotions, right, you let your account management team know, or you can run them through your dashboard yourself, right, and that'll project onto your Facebook ads, that'll project onto your Google ad listing, and your SEO listing. So anybody looking for your business will be able to see that, okay?
Nice.
All right. The last thing I do want to break down here for you is the timeline, okay? So for your SEO first page listing, okay, we cut the industry standard of 90 days in half. So it only takes us about 45 days to get your listing to appear and that ranking to increase, okay? Within your first 3 days, we set what's called a client interview, okay? This is where you'll meet your account manager. This is where you'll meet your Google back team. This is where you'll meet your Facebook management team. They want to make sure you get your content editing and quality control out of the way, and they take you through the step-by-step on how to get everything set so we can go ahead and get working on it for you. By the end of your second week, You do have your splash page, which is your website, completely constructed and ready to go live. You have your Google Ads and your Facebook Ads already running. Okay? And then it's that 45-day, bam, you have your SEO listing. After that, it's just continuous reporting. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, excellent. And of course, everything is month to month, okay? The biggest thing that we do here is we earn your business. We do not want to take it, right? All we ask for is 1% of that trust. Our company earns the other 99%, all right? Being that this is something that does sound good for you, is something you're willing to jump on?
I do have one question.
Absolutely.
So coding, it's real seasonal. We can't, as soon as like mid-fall, as soon as temperatures draw, season's done, you're out of business for, you know, 4 to 5 months.
A little bit? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So throughout the winter, can I, or is it a major inconvenience to pause or cancel the contract? That way I'm not paying $500 a month for a company that's, you know, in hibernation. How would that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, there's no contract, right? So that part, you're fully free to pause, you know, leave whenever you want to. You're not going to want to leave, but you do have that access to pause your campaign, right? So let's say winter rolls around, right? Like you said, things are starting to slow down. You're not really getting any clicks coming through. You can pause your campaign. That is not going to kill your momentum. It's not going to slow your algorithm or anything like that, okay? The moment you're ready to turn it back on, we click that back on for you. It's rolling like it was before.
All right. Yeah, so there's no major fees or you said there's no contract, so there's not a contract breach. Yeah, that makes sense. This all sounds good.
All right. Excellent. The only things we have to do here, right, before we move into anything that has to do with payment, I want to make sure all of your information that we'll be projecting for your campaign is 100% correct, okay?
Right.
Now, the business name here, right, Fitwell Seal Coat, do you project that as LLC, or do you just have Fitwell Seal Coat?
It's just Fitwell Seal Coat, but it's a DBA under my construction company's corporation.
What? Gotcha. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Fitwell Seal Coat. All right. And then the address, that's the 249 Curtis Mile Road?
Yeah, miles like the distance.
All right. Excellent. That is Alexander, North Carolina. Oh, that's actually not too far from me. I'm in Fayetteville.
Oh, nice. Yep.
Practically right next door. How about that?
Good touch.
All right. Excellent, excellent. And then that's the 28701, correct?
Yes. I do have a sales associate with a different phone number that I probably want phone calls to be channeled through so I'm not being bombarded. So maybe I should use that phone number, but I probably want to set everything up and oversee, but
okay.
Advertise phone for different.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's going to be different than the 5412 number.
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to set that for the preferred. Is this also the number that you would want your client interview team to contact you with, or did you want them to contact through the 5412?
Contact through the 5412.
Okay, so let me go ahead and make that note really quick before I put the preferred number in here. Okay, perfect. And then what is the preferred number for the Google listing?
It's 828-380-3842.
So that's 828-380-3842.
That's it.
All right, excellent. And then we have first name Neil, last name?
O'Farrell, O-F-A-R-R-E-L-L.
All right, perfect. No apostrophe? correct?
There is, apostrophe.
Okay. Wanted to make sure. And that's after the O, correct?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so let's save that here for you. All right, the next thing I do want to go ahead and go through is your security question, okay? If you lose password or forget your password to your dashboard, don't remember your username, which will always be your phone number, by the way, you use your security question to gain access. And it's also for, of course, with increased visibility, right? You're going to get calls not related to local splash. We create the security question and have you save our number in your phone so you know your calls are coming from us, okay?
That's good.
All right. So you have three to choose from here. You can use mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet name.
First pet name, chocolate, like the dessert.
Chocolate. Awesome. Chocolate. All right. This will always be lowercase for you. Anytime you need to get back in, it'll be chocolate, all lowercase. All right?
I like it.
All right. Excellent. Now, the card we'll be using today, is that the same address, 249 Curtis Mile, Alexander, 28701?
Yep.
Nope. Excellent. And that's going to be MasterCard, Visa?
MasterCard.
MasterCard. All right. Perfect. And then I'm ready for the number when you are.
5528-6958-5063-9724.
All right. Perfect. And the expiration?
6/29.
This June 2029. All right. And then the CV?
008.
Let me update that here for you. All right. Now, before I process that here, I do want to go through our voice verification for you. This is another added layer of protection for you and is our service agreement between you and Local Splash, okay?
Perfect.
All right. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bill Twill, Silcoat.
Excellent. Please state your name and title within the business.
Neil O'Farrell, President.
Perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. We provide your security question and our number for that very reason. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Those will always come from our 877 number.
Yes.
All right, excellent. Go ahead and save our 877 number is Local Splash in your contact there. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So, for instance, if you were to take on another SEO. Okay, perfect. And as part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receive the required business documents in a timely manner. So this may include business license, proof of insurance, Google guaranteed application, and any other items recommended for GBP verification. We kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide necessary documentation may result in delays or suspension of the account until we get those documents. Do you agree to submit these within the 7 days?
Yes.
All right. Excellent. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. So that's July 3rd, 2025, and the non-refundable amount of $549. This is a two-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 3rd of each month in the amount of $549. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's our 877 number. You must speak with a live representative To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind, Local Splash is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you agree and understand the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So let me go ahead and get this processed here for you. So you'll be receiving an email in just a moment, okay? That'll be your initial invoice, so that'll have your terms and conditions. Just let me know when that pops in for you. And then we're going to go ahead and set your client interview here for you. Let me pop open the calendar. Tomorrow is obviously not a good day, as nobody will be here. Let's see. Do you have availability on Monday?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, excellent. Let's see here. I have... Let's see. So I have 1 o'clock, I have 2 o'clock, I have 10 o'clock, and I have 11 o'clock.
Let's do 1.
Let's do 1? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and send that over to you here. Just make sure the time looks well for you. They have the calendar set in Pacific Standard Time. So my timing may be a little off. Might have to adjust it. So just go through that really quick just to make sure it looks good for you, okay? All right, that's client interview, English. That's 828-206-5412. That is Neil Farrell. All right, excellent. So let me go ahead and add your email into the invite here. Client interview team. All right, sending that over now. Go ahead and make sure that looks good for you.
Los Angeles time. See what you mean now. Yeah, that's fine. That looks good.
Okay, excellent, excellent. So go ahead and accept that there. And then did you get the initial invoice?
I did.
All right, excellent. So go ahead and pop that open for me. You'll see a blue link there. Go ahead and click that. That'll take you to your terms and conditions. Go ahead and give that a good look over. Okay, make sure name, address, everything looks fine for you. You're going to check mark the 3 boxes there, and then you're going to sign and date. If you're doing it on your phone, you'll have to turn it sideways in order to click submit, but then it'll take you directly to your dashboard, okay? Let me know when you've done that. And then while you're doing that, I'm going to make sure that the Google verification email is sent over for you. Let's see. Initial invoice. Welcome to Local Splash. Action needed. Pictures for, okay, Google. Yep, so that has been sent for you also. Now you're welcome to Local Splash email. That'll have your username for your dashboard. That'll be your phone number. And then it'll have your temporary password. You can change that, of course, or you can keep the temporary password. I suggest changing it, only because, you know, temporary passwords do expire. So it's best to change that the moment you can, okay? All right, excellent. And then let me refresh your account here. Make sure the terms and conditions came through. Okay, perfect. All right, excellent. And then just let me know when you've gone ahead and signed the terms and conditions, and I'll refresh your account for you here for your management team.
time. The poster got me, but I'm working on it.
Gotcha. And I'll wait for you to get that finished before I go for your CID here for your Google Hangout.
This doesn't like being done on my phone.
Did you turn it sideways?
Yeah, it keeps... I might need to go in and grab my tablet and do it. It'd be a lot simpler. I'm trying to read.
Gotcha, yeah, it may work better on tablet for sure.
Yeah, it keeps going to server and curves there. Can I complete a request?
Interesting. You said it's giving you, an error?
Yeah, the error, 500 errors. Does it cannot confirm request? It's done it like three times. Can I proceed with this when I get to my computer?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm still trying to work, trying to wrap up my day, my week.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and let you get back to work here. Definitely go ahead and sign the terms and conditions when you get to a computer, you know, whether that's tonight, tomorrow, you know, anytime then. And then we do have your client interview already set here, so you're all set there. Definitely let me be the first to welcome you into the local Splash family, okay? I am excited to see your results here. I'm certainly going to be keeping up with you. I may not be your main point of contact anymore, but that does not mean I leave you guys hanging in the wind, okay? I will be checking up on you, making sure everything's running properly and seeing how you're doing, okay?
Awesome.
All right. Excellent. All right. And then one last thing here. Actually, you know what? I'll go ahead and send you an email. You can send that through me, to me through your email, okay? I don't want to take up any more of your time here. I want to let you get back to work, okay?
Awesome.
All right, excellent, Neil. I'll talk to you here real soon, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Absolutely. Enjoy your weekend and your holiday, all right?
All right, you too.
Thank you very much.